Remarks of the President, Troy, Montana, 1 October 1952.
President of the United States of America, Harry S. Truman.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you very much. I've been having a wonderful time in this great state of Montana. The welcome has been a warm one, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. You see, I'm out here on a missionary jaunt, a special mission. I'm trying to work up enough enthusiasm to elect the Democratic ticket by an overwhelming majority. I've been riding on the train all day today with the candidates for office here in Montana, and they look pretty good to me. If I lived in Montana, I'd vote the Democratic ticket. I'm going to vote that way down in Missouri, too. Your young man, Judge Metcalf, looks to me like he'd make a good congressman, and I think you ought to send him there to take the position that's now held by Mike Mansfield. Mike's made you a wonderful congressman. There isn't a better one in the Congress. And he'll make you a great senator. If you send Mike to the Senate, you'll have two great senators. Montana will be well represented in the Senate. I wish Missouri could be as well represented. And I hope it will be after this next election. Your governor has made a good governor, and he ought to be sent back as governor for another 4 years. I'm also highly and keenly interested in the candidates for president and vice president. Adlai Stevenson, as governor of Illinois, has given that state about the best and most honest, most progressive government it ever had in its history. I've been traveling across the country telling the people some plain facts. And what it all adds up to is that the Republican Party has a sorry record. They've been against almost every kind of progressive measure that makes this country a better place in which to live. I told people up at Kalispell to take a real good look at Hungry Horse Dam, because if the Republicans get in, you might never see another one like it. And if they do get in, I wouldn't be surprised if they turned all the power from Hungry Horse over to the Montana Power Company. And you know what that'll mean for you in costs and prices. As for Libby Dam, you might as well forget about it if you elect the Republicans. I told them the chief of police back there in Libby, he asked me, what about the dam? I said, well, it's all up to you. If you don't send people to Congress that got sense enough to vote for that dam, you won't get it. I'm saying the same thing to you. You know, some strange things have been happening in the Republican Party lately. It's getting to be so it's hard to tell what the letters GOP stand for. Back in 1948, I said the GOP stands for gluttons of privilege. There's a lot of truth in that, because the Republican Party was the party of special privilege in 1948, and it still is today. Then the other day, Governor Stevenson said he heard the GOP stands for grouchy old pessimists. Not a lot of truth in that, you know, because the Republican Party has taken an official stand against laughter. I've heard another one. They tell me the GOP stands for the general's own party. Or put it another way, the party of the generals. There's a lot of truth in that. The Republicans have General Motors and General Electric and General Foods and General MacArthur and General Martin and General Weidemeyer. And then they have their own five-star general who's running for president. I understand he carries some other generals around him to give him a hand in the political campaign. That's a lot of generals. And I want to say to you that every general I know is in this list, every general I've mentioned in this list, is in the general's column except general welfare. And general welfare is in with the corporals and the privates in the Democratic Party. And that's all right with me. Of course, if all the generals in the country were to vote for General Eisenhower and all the privates would vote for Adlai Stevenson, you know what the result would be. I was a captain in World War I. But I said right after the Democratic Convention of this year that I was just a buck private in the rear ranks of this campaign. Of course, I also happen to be president, and therefore I'm the leader of the Democratic Party. but I'm ready to act as a private anytime Adlai Stevenson asks me to act one. Here in Montana, you have a chance to send to the U.S. Senate a man who was a GI himself. He's a great friend and benefactor of you all, and that's Mike Mansfield. Our candidate for president is a man who never got beyond the rank of apprentice seaman in the First World War. He's a good man. He'll do right by you. Now I want you to consider your own interests when it comes time to cast your ballot. Remember that you are the government. You, the people, are the government. You get the kind of government you're entitled to when you vote. If you vote for the wrong man, get bad government, there's nobody to blame but yourself. I'm telling you how to vote so you won't get bad government. Go to the polls on election day and vote the Democratic ticket, and the country will be safe for another 4 years.